USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and 12 of his members are slamming President Joe Biden for a slow response to a spiraling humanitarian crisis on the southern border. Speaking from El Paso, Texas, the California Republican saying,
"We went through a new facility that was built just more than a year ago. They built it with a capacity they thought they could never meet, 1,040 people to be processed. Today broke that record. Today they're beyond capacity. They're having to build into the parking lot a makeshift facility."
The FBI says the Christmas Day bomber in Nashville was motivated by paranoia and intended to kill himself. They claim that the bombing was not an act of terrorism. A statement from the FBI says Anthony Warner specifically chose the location and timing of the bombing so that it would be impactful while still minimizing the likelihood of causing undue injury. USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices. Your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
Gasoline prices have increased a quarter over the last 3 weeks, according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. Lundberg telling USA Radio News there are several reasons for the increase, supply, and of course, the prices of crude oil.
That accounts for more than half of this price hike at the pump. Higher crude oil prices and also the supply of gasoline way down because of the idling of a lot of refining capacity during last month's cold snap, extreme cold and power outage.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline now $2.87. With 10 nominations, Mank, a black and white immersion into old Hollywood, leads the nominees for the 93rd Academy Awards, setting up an odd Oscars celebration following a year when movies were largely exiled from theaters. The ceremony will be held April 25th, 8 weeks later than originally planned because of the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden breaks his silence on the growing scandal surrounding New York's governor.
President Biden has made his first comment on the ongoing scandals of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo when asked by reporters outside the White House Sunday whether the governor should resign.
I think the investigation is underway and we should see what it brings us.
Democratic New York State Senator Alessandra Biaggi says the president's noncommittal response doesn't surprise her, but tells CNN that the mounting scandals against Cuomo show a pattern of abusive behavior.
I do think that the details of the growing sexual harassment allegations and the nursing home death cover-up, and now, today, the reports of the governor's vaccine czar calling county officials to gauge their loyalty to the governor, reveal something that is an underlying issue, which is that the New York State executive branch has been working to protect Andrew Cuomo and not the people of New York, and collectively, there is a pattern of abusive behavior.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The U.S. Army is considering a reversal of its gender-neutral physical test after a majority of women failed while approximately 90% of men passed. Congress, controlled by the Democrats, has declared the test in its current form should be a factor in deciding who gets promoted. Captain Christine Grice, the Army's first female infantry officer, wrote last month that lowering fitness standards to accommodate women will hurt the Army and women. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.